The Sentai Review, Episode 4, 1980 Super Sentai.
What are we on?
Denshi Sentai Denzamon.
Denzamon?
Denzamon.
Just to warn everybody, some of these names might be butchered.
Might?
If you don't like it.
What are you doing?
I hit the button. There.
Gonna have to stop its play.
Gonna have to stop its play. Should be on play anyway.
You just click.
What
you click
the?
Slideshow.
Yeah, that's play.
Again? See, these people look kind of cool.
Again with the sashes?
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, it seems like it was
70s and early 80s. That was a big thing.
Sounds like something that looks like something that they're trying to move.
Two females.
Yeah.
First time.
Yellow Ranger's actually a lady.
Yellow and pink, I believe, are female. They were given the traditional skirts.
And this was.
It does seem that they are a very familiar kind of scheme going on.
Yeah, it looks like the stripes.
What else do we have in pictures? So we can start doing some describing
what the?
And whatnot.
Yeah! Everyone's all happy!
I tried to find those cool guys don't look at explosions.
Seriously, they're literally walking away not looking at a giant explosion in flames behind them.
These guys are real hard for me to explain.
Oh my god, they all have the D! They have D's on their chests! Yeah!
They look like race car drivers to me.
Well, I noticed the stripes might also be like the original Sentai costumes.
I think he's right.
Yeah. Like the V's.
One, two.
There's a stripe going
three,
long ways across every single one of their costumes. And the stripes, like he just mentioned, they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's interesting, actually.
So it looks like Blue Ranger's number 2, Yellow's number 3, Green's 4. And pink is 5.
The way the stripes are
so anybody that's following
like a rugby jersey.
Actually, yeah,
that's what it reminds me of. It looks like that the tops of their uniforms are all like.
Actually, you've got a big surprise coming here soon,
man.
The
only Saving Rangers.
For anybody that's following along, these are the 1980 Super Sentais. So if you're looking at a picture of this with us, these guys, because they're kind of tough to explain. They've all got these sashes. Their helmets, I can't really tell what's going on. Like, and then otherwise, they look pretty traditional. They've got these belts, and then they've got their colors. And there's a white stripe kind of indicating their placement on the team, I believe.
The only saving grace for this is the Red Ranger. Everyone else.
He looks kind of epic.
Everyone else. I don't like how the green looks. I don't like how the blue looks.
They all look the same, save the stripes.
I'm trying to figure out what
the stripes are what actually makes it look weird.
And the belt buckles.
So there's something weird with the belt buckles.
Yeah, they're the same colors.
They're the same colors as their
actual color, but.
You know, as their actual color, but each one has, like, an I and then the first letter of their color. So green has IG, blue has IB. Red has IR, yellow has IY.
That could have something to do with the theme of the show that we don't know about yet, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
I think it's kind of neat.
You know, just looking at the costumes alone, and as I said before, we've never seen these shows, so we can't grade on a scale of what was this about.
Yeah.
We can
more
only
along
look
the lines of if these people showed up,
okay,
would you watch it?
This is kind of like if you were asked to do a screening and they took you in and Power Rangers and Super Sentai never existed and they said, we're going to show you this episode. You wouldn't have time to understand what's going on. You would just see the costumes, and if you picked up on the themes, okay. If you didn't, that's what you got.
Okay.
See, this looks a bit more normal compared to the ones that we kind of know. So
I already know what I'm giving it.
I'll rate it first, and for the first time, I'm going to give this. You're giving it a 3?
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 1.5. I don't like these costumes.
I'm giving it a 3. They're not terrible.
I think these are kind of weak myself. I say 1.2. These guys, there's something that's severely not impressive.
No, they're not impressive at all.
They don't stand out at all. Like
they look like sportsmen. They don't look like superheroes.
That's my problem. Like, the Red Ranger quite literally looks like he's driving an Indy car.
I wonder if
race car ranger.
You know what I think?
Bashing on the speed racer ranger.
You know what?
We're not there yet.
You want to know what I think?
Those aren't the speed racer. Oh, okay.
You want to know what I think about the Red Ranger? I think when they were making Turbo, they went back and looked at this guy like, let's make this one again. Just change it a little bit, because to me,
they never gave Turbo Rangers.
You know,
ascots.
Their boots look like the White Ranger's boots.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So they do. That's actually kind of neat.
Yeah, but regardless, okay. this is not impressive.
I think I know what I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah,
because,
Scott's with
because
me.
This looks more towards the standard Rangers type.
You gave this a 3, but you couldn't give a deck of cards a 3?
Because it's a freaking deck of cards!
That is way more impressive than this shit!
Jason, what you giving these guys?
I'm gonna say, for one, they are all matching to the same theme. But I'm with Bill on the fact that they look like the sport, like the, it's a sports uniform rather than better than the superheroes.
Why
I'm gonna go ahead and give it a 2.5.
Why can't kicking ass be a sport?
Because the green and blue ranger look like fucking referees.
All right,
2.24 on
2.24.
Our Rangers to beat are the playing cards.
Is that almost epic?
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.